I'd like to welcome all of you to this convocation on the most important topic. Together, we can do better, certainly addressing sexual harassment.
The best estimates are about 50% of women faculty and staff experience sexual harassment, and those numbers have not really shifted over time. If you think about science, right now we have a system that is built on dependence, really singular dependence of trainees, whether they are medical students, whether they are undergraduates, or if they're graduate students, on faculty for their funding, for their futures. And that really sets up a dynamic that is highly problematic. It really creates an environment in which harassment can occur.
Generally speaking, sexual forms of sexual harassment, like come-ons, unwanted sexual advances, those are actually the rarest forms of sexual harassment. They actually don't happen very much. Mostly you see put-downs.
We use the metaphor of an iceberg to really get across the various forms of sexual harassment. What's gotten most of the attention is unwanted sexual attention, coercion. Those are in the public eye, and I think everyone would agree we absolutely need to address those.
And then you have all the stuff that's underneath. Those are actually more than 90% of the sexual harassment. You know, the subtle exclusions, being left off an email, not being invited to a collaboration where you're the clear expert. Just these little moments that make a woman feel like she doesn't belong, that's a really common experience.
We found that consistent gender harassment actually has the same impact as a single episode of unwanted sexual attention or coercion. So it is not something to be ignored.